In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's lovely.
Status quo from what?
That's the name of the band.
That's the name of the band? Never heard this before.
Whatever you want. Name of the song.
Oh, whatever you want. Cool. Hour two of the show, Chris and Amy, but today it's John Hancock and Chris Ranji. We got Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom.
Yeah, we do.
He
yeah,
joins us do. Now. He's always Roman St. Louis.
Yes,
he's always
he
got three good things. He's always chatting with Stumac.
That's true.
And Jagow is here now. What's up, dude?
Well, I got something for you. Matt, let's hear it.
Right now?
Yeah, let's
do it right now, Matt. Wow. Well, no, tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
Éclaircissement.
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
That is correct.
And then he collapsed on the stage.
He fell down?
Yeah, I mean, out
what
of
the heck was
pure
that?
Joy. What do you mean, what was that?
That's
the National
bee.
Spelling Bee.
Oh, there it is. Has an American ever won the National Spelling Bee?
I'm well, these sure. Are,
yes, a lot of Americans have won it. He's an American.
He is.
Yeah, his name is Faison Saki.
Exactly.
And he is...
I rest my case.
You can be an American named Faison Saki.
Let me tell you, Tom
Careful
Jones...
Here.
Tom Jones has never won the National Spelling Bee.
Tom that. Jones can't spell.
We could go back to the list. I'm sure you could find some names that sound like they're from Missouri.
Let's put the research department on that right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Let's read the names of the last 10 National Spelling Bee
So he won $52,000 by spelling that word and many others. This guy is like the human dictionary. His dad calls him the GOAT. He said, he's the GOAT. I actually believe that. He's really good, man. He's been doing it for so long. He's 13. And he knows the dictionary in and out. He does. Last year, during the regular rounds, he finished second. He did not miss one word. This year, he missed a word.
What
and
word?
It almost cost him the entire spelling bee. The word is Kamalina.
Kamalina.
And he started, he was all arrogant. He's like, yeah, I got this.
I think the research department has come.
I'd like to attempt to read five what? Or six of maybe the most recent Spelling Bee winners. All right, so we've got Faison Saki, Bruhat Soma, Dev Shah, Harini Logan, Zyla Avant-Garde, Rohan Raja.
Avant-Garde, that's great.
Rest my case, Your Honor.
Well, are these, I don't know where they're from. Doesn't
well,
matter.
What I'm saying is you don't see Tom Smith winning the Spelling Bee. It just doesn't happen.
Well, Tom Smith needs to apply himself better then.
I agree
Matt,
with that.
Come on, yes, man. You went back, what, 6 years? Go back. It start. By the way, this is the 100th National Spelling Bee.
So it just happened?
Well, I'm sure 100
years
ago.
Yeah, last night.
Somebody named Smith won.
I missed it.
But in the last 20 years? No.
We've got a Tim Neal from 1976.
There you go.
76.
Okay. There you go.
I rest my case.
You're still resting his case. I'm going to rest your case in a minute. Kamalina.
What is that? Okay, what's the
spell
word?
Spell it.
K-A-M-E-L-I-N-A.
See, that's what he did.
No, I would say it's what he C-O, did. Probably.
It is, C-O-M. C-O. But he said K-M, K-A-M. And here's what happened was, he just stopped himself and goes, just ring the bell. Because he knew he misspelled it. And if you go that far, you can't go back.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
Well, how far can you go?
I don't know the rules.
All right.
But anyway, the judge goes, ding. And then she goes, so you know what happens now. And the other two spellers got to go back up on the stage. Unfortunately for them, this guy never misses words. So they had their one opportunity and they couldn't cash in on it. So he won $52,000. Last year, he won $25,000. And you know what he did with it?
Mm.
He bought a Rubik's Cube with 21 squares on each side that cost $1,500.
Wow.
That's what it cost Spelling Bee winners do. They buy dorky toys.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. So it's the Spelling Bee is the same age as KMOX. It started at the Louisville Courier-Journal. Created it in 1925.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I came up with some winning words that I thought you guys could try to spell.
Oh, well, great.
Okay, let's try it, though.
Exciting.
I was in a spelling bee once.
There's no chance you're going to get this
one. Let me just tell you right now, before we start, I was in a spelling bee one time.
Me too.
And I misspelled bacon. And the reason I did that, the reason I misspelled bacon is I got cocky like this guy did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd spell it real fast. And I added, I think I said B-A-C-A-O-N or something like that. I added another A, and they're like, no, there's no second A in bacon. Don't be cocky. That's the point.
That is the point, and it happened to me, too. Mm. In fifth grade, it was down to me and this other guy to go to the regional spelling bee, and I had it. All I had to do is spell a very simple word.
What was it?
And I'll never forget it. Video. I spelled it V-I-D-I-O.
Oh,
and I will never, ever, I never would get over it. Oh. It probably fueled my competitive nature to lose that. And I had sleepless nights. Mm. I still have nightmares about it.
You still think about it?
Yes.
It's like a video I'm running over and over again
in my head.
Mind.
Yes. It was such a simple word, and I had it. All I had to do was spell that word, and I would have won. And I missed it. And my buddy Scott was the other competitor, and he got his word right, and I just slumped away in shame.
Did you got too cocky?
I did get too cocky. Yeah. Or I just got it. I overthought it. I just was like, this is easy. Why can't I get it? And I panicked.
So
choked.
Let's see if we panic or choke today.
All right. I'll start with a simple one.
All right.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple. Soubrette.
Soubrette.
Go ahead, Ryan.
It means a high female high female vocal range.
I bet a soubrette, it's got to be like S-U-B-R-E-T.
S-U-B-R-E-T-T-E.
Ding. S-U-S-O-U.
That's what I meant.
B-R-E-T-T-E.
I forgot the O.
Okay, here's a good one. Get a paw. There's no way either of you can get this.
Get a paw.
Get a paw.
Get a paw?
Yeah.
G-E-D. Okay.
Let me get a pronouncer of that. Give me
that is the pronouncer. Get a paw. It means a trap or a snare. So the opposing team fell for our get a paws, and it was all over.
G-E-T-A-P-E-A-U-X.
No. But you were a little bit closer. It's G-U-E-T-A-P-E-N-S. But it's pronounced get a paw.
Oh. You know, I think I knew this.
Yeah, get a life.
You did? Get a life. All right, how about Sharon Schnitta?
I went to high school with her.
Yes!
Sharon Schnitta.
Yes.
It's the technique of cutting paper to form a symmetrical designs. Patience, practice, and a steady hand are essential for Sharon Schnitta.
John?
Well, that's going to be C-H-A-R. S-C-H-N-I-T-T-A-H.
No.
I was close, though, wasn't I?
Sort of.
What is it? Sharon Paul? What is it?
Sharon Schnitta.
Sharon Schnitta?
You knew the woman.
Is it C-H? Is that right?
That's S-C-H.
Yeah, S-C-H is what I said.
Yeah.
S-C-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Schnitta.
Sharon.
I-N.
E-N.
Ian C something.
Yeah. Okay. C-S-H-N-I-T-T.
I have a problem with the spelling bee. I think there should be a buzzer and not a bell. Well, the bell's too kind.
I know the bell sounds like
you
gotta
have a word that the somebody bell, yes. uses. If you don't use the word, you don't have to spell the word. And nobody okay. uses Sharon Snitted, whatever the heck that was. I almost said something I shouldn't say on the radio.
That's why. Okay, here's one.
But it should be
this
a buzzer.
Pretty simple. How about this?
If you get a word wrong, it should be jarring. They should be like, you're wrong, you idiot.
Jarring. J-A-R-R-I-N-G.
You should be plummeted through the floor.
A trapdoor.
Yeah, trapdoor. Yeah.
Great idea.
Like in...
it's got to be a real word.
What in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know.
They like disappear. You know, the kids disappear. They get punished somehow. They get sent down the river or whatever. Okay. Here's one. This one should be pretty easy. Shaloon. This is a winning word from 1971. Shaloon.
John.
Shaloon.
It's a twilled fabric.
Okay. Oh, C H A L O O N.
You get a hat made of shaloon?
No, that's correct.
What? Hey,
wait, no, it's not. He said S.
What did you say?
He said C-H.
No, it's S-H.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. I was going to spell it like
that. One?
Yeah.
You're going to spell that one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do one more here. How about this? Poco curante.
It's not a word.
It's
not a word.
It means uncaring or apathetic.
Yeah, and who's ever uttered the word? What would you
call
it?
Well, here's the sentence. If a young man grew up being yelled at all the time, it's quite expected for the man to have a poco curante demeanor toward people screaming.
Yeah, it's not a word.
I don't think it's a word either.
I use it all the time.
I'm with John. I don't think
I use it all the time.
I think it's not real.
You can't have people spelling words that nobody's ever heard of before because there's no, you know.
But that's what a spelling bee is.
Chrysanthemum, you've heard of.
It's a flower.
Yes. Not easy to spell.
Would you spell that one for us? I'm not even going to try it.
It's P-O-C-O-C-U-R-A-N-T-E. Poco curante.
That's probably what I would have said.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
I guess I'll be done with this.
You guys are having... I'm looking at the list of the winning words from like the 20s, yes, 30s. Like, yes. There's some easy words that were the winning words.
And these were all
like
winning words, by the way, that I just did.
Brethren.
Yes. Oh, brethren.
Intelligible.
Yes.
Invulnerable. Like nothing.
Those are actually words.
Therapy, initials.
All
these
of these
words.
Are words, these John. Are They're words. Just not
therapy?
Words people use very often.
What therapy. Year was therapy, the?
Therapy, 1940.
Interesting. So nobody knew what therapy was until the 40s.
Well, I'm just, but those are actual words.
Yeah.
This stuff here that people are spelling Poco Quran or whatever.
These are all winning words. I'm just saying. Hydrophyte.
Hydrophyte. I know what that is.
You know what it is?
Yeah, it's like when you get water guns and you shoot them at each other. It's a hydrophyte.
Exactly.
So is it H-Y-D-R-O-F-I-G-H-T? Hydrophyte.
G-H, no. Oh. It's P-H-Y-T-E.
A.
Oh,
it's,
my.
In August, there's going to be a lot of kids outside having hydrophytes.
Now, do we have time to get into this Korean dessert thing?
Yes. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's called, it's spelled S-P-O-O-N-F-U-L.
Oh, come on. I thought we're done with spelling.
Spoonful.
Spoonful.
Yes.
It's in Kreevkor.
Yeah.
And it is Korean dessert. Bingsu is kind of the primary one. Taiyaki is another one. Mm. Bingsu is like shaved ice and you put stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
It's snow cone. Not as thick as ice cream. It's thicker than a snow cone. It's quite good. It's very refreshing. And taiyaki is like a mochi waffle that is filled with Nutella or strawberry filling or sweet red beans or something. And this is very unusual in the United States. There aren't many places that have bingsu. It's pretty new, even in Korea. But this woman, Monica Lee, traveled the world, and she was like, that's what I want to do. I want to serve bingsu and taiyaki, and that's what she's doing. Huh. And she has a second location in Edwardsville.
Wow.
Oh, so Kreevkor in Edwardsville.
Yes.
Is Kreevkor the original?
It is.
The first?
Yeah.
Where in Kreevkor is it?
It's in a shopping center on Olive that has several Asian American restaurants.
Nice. Oh, is it where isn't Nudo over there?
I don't know.
It's
not where the Pink Galleon is it?
The Pink Galleon? No, I don't know.
Okay, because they've got a Asian grocery store and a restaurant.
Yeah, there's a big population in West County of Asian Americans,
yeah.
and they are, you know, opening places like this and working together. They have there's an Asian American Chamber of Commerce in St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
very big.
Big business community.
Very and big business community.
So that's where I went for roaming St. Louis this week. I got a chance to sample some of her products, and they're really good.
Hmm. That's really awesome. I need to go out there.
I had a roommate named Ben Choi who was Korean, and he used to make yogurt in the apartment.
He would make yogurt?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we just have milk sit out for a while?
Yeah.
That's what he would do?
You have to watch where you stepped in the morning when you got up.
It was on the floor?
Yeah,
it was. Did it explode, or how did it end up on the floor?
Well, it molds, and then it becomes yogurt.
And, but why is it on the floor?
Well, that's a good question, Scott. We only lived together for about a year. He was in our wedding, though, Ben Choi. He used to make bibimbap.
What is that?
Bibimbap is great. It's a noodly meat. It's got an egg on top of it. It's a Korean dish.
Yeah?
Yeah, bibimbap.
Bibimbap.
Mm-hmm. Ben Choi made bibimbap.
On the floor.
No, the yogurt was on the floor.
The yogurt was on the floor.
Bibimbap was on the stove.
Well, it's better than I had a roommate. He didn't do it when he lived with me. He waited till he moved out into his own place, but he would apparently just leave meat sitting out all over so it would dry. Because he was on a raw meat diet.
It was a whole thing. Yeah, you needed to jettison that guy.
Yeah, we did.
Good.
So roaming St. Louis, three good things this Sunday. Chat with Stu Mac, too.
Chat with Stu Mac. We're Googling. We're talking about things we Google.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. It goes off the rails.
And then you're gonna have Kelly on as well.
Well, probably because John Hancock doesn't show up.
John, wake up, would you?
I know.
All right, Scott Jagow, three good things, roaming St. Louis, chat with Stu Mac, Sunday morning on KMOX.
That's the deal.
That's Scott. Got John Hancock with me. Dale Shilley's going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk some City SC. They got a new head coach, interim. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, we'll talk to Dale. That's all coming up. 104.1 FM KMOX.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to pop! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You know, we told you that you can drop us voice messages from the Audacy app, AUDACY. That's where you listen to the show, you know.
Yeah.
And the podcasts.
Yeah.
I always mention this. Cardinals baseball is on it.
Mm.
Isn't that great? You can listen to the game. So this message is from
Deborah.
Yes, AI has taken over many jobs, including a big, humongous bank. My ex-husband worked there for 25 years or more, and last year, AI replaced his job. So I'm going to his funeral tomorrow. Think what you want, but AI is dangerous.
I did not expect that turn.
I didn't see that coming.
Wait, did AI kill him?
I don't know.
That's a whole lot of detail left out of that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Sorry to hear that. I am performing Amazing Grace at a funeral next weekend.
Are you?
I am.
On the piano?
I am. Yep.
I think that'll be nice and poignant. This text message says, and you can text us, 314-436-7900. Your last segment was dumb. I disagree. That last segment was a great deal of fun. The only dumb thing about it was that John and I couldn't spell any words correctly.
Those weren't words. Words I can spell. Mumbled, jumbled arrangements of letters that nobody ever uses. It's pointless. There's no point to spelling those things.
Well, here's a message. Can someone please tell Hancock he is demonstrating clearly why people named John Smith aren't winning spelling bees anytime soon?
Yes, indeed.
Hancock.
I appreciate that comment greatly.
Anyway, feel free to drop us a voice message and sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
314-436-7900 to text us. And we hope you're watching. I need to get to the bottom of this, Pajeski. If you're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, Robert has left a message on YouTube and says that the Boogergate saga continues, shots fired. So you know about this.
I do.
John.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday where the Dave Glover Show accused Matt Pajeski of leaving a booger on the seat.
Wiping boogers on the seat, yeah.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
And we deduced yesterday, if memory serves, that it was likely a byproduct of a grape particle.
Yes.
That
a green grape
somehow escaped from the mouth of Peach over here.
Yep. Because I don't wipe boogers in this studio.
Right.
You don't wipe boogers anywhere, do
you? You're right.
No.
You better not.
So what has something happened to cause this to...
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Robert says this on YouTube that the saga continues. Did they go after us again?
I've not heard.
Because I'm
boycotting.
You're boycotting the Glover Show?
Yeah.
Wow.
They insult me and this show with this booger talk.
They did it again yesterday. They tried to blame us, the Chris and Amy show, for being slobs.
Yeah.
When it's Andrew Stolz who's always leaving crap on that table.
Yeah.
In fact, it happened. We left this show yesterday. What was sitting on that table?
Pizza.
There was all kinds of crap.
Donuts and condiments and crumbs and half-eaten pizzas.
Yeah. So they're blaming us for being messy, but it's not us.
Well, I left my club soda here yesterday, so I'm not faultless in this scandal.
I like to take my things out of here when I leave.
I try to. Yeah. I left my phone here one time.
Well, that's a real problem.
It is.
Isn't it sort of nice? It's alarming. It is. There's something anxiety producing about leaving your phone somewhere.
Yes.
But also there's something freeing about it.
Yeah, I suppose. But it is anxiety producing, I will say.
This text message says that we need to tell Minecraft Steve to bring back Hancock and Kelly. Well, they're here. They're here every Friday.
We are.
And Hancock's been with me all week.
I have. So that was nice of...
This is from Tim. A message from Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, right.
Cousin Tim.
Another message. People are using AI as a scapegoat when laying people off. It's a way to ignore the economy and willingness to trade workers for increased profits and cater to shareholders. This is the actual reason for layoffs. AI is not as efficient as tech leaders say it is. It's all framing. You know, I think there might be some truth to that, probably.
I think there might be, too, yeah.
Just as there were a lot of bad actors through COVID and post-COVID who were blaming the supply chain issues for the reason they raised prices when the supply chain issues had been fixed. But they said, well, what are we going to do? We got to keep prices high.
Right.
Yeah, it's an easy scapegoat. I do believe there's some of that here. I mean, I think there's a little bit of that here, but artificial intelligence is a completely different beast than anything we've ever dealt with. That's John Hancock.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Ranji. City SC has a new head coach. It's an interim head coach. What's next for the organization? Dale Schilly is the academy director and broadcaster on Y98, and he joins us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Building the relationship off the field is the most important thing for me right now, especially with every single individual. Obviously, every player's had an opportunity, even in the last 2 days, to express themselves. But they know also that it's a sport where we want to go out on the weekend and win. This team right now, I think, has a very, very strong depth chart behind it. There's a lot of quality, and it's made my job extremely hard. But that's what every coach in the world wants. They want to have a team and a squad of players that can compete for the chances, make my job really difficult. And again, I trust in the entire team. I trust in the entire squad.
That is the current head coach of City SC, David Critchley, speaking yesterday at a press conference that we brought to you. We brought much of it to you on 104.1 FM KMOX after the dismissal of Olof Mellberg, which happened this week. And we knew something like that was going to go down just because there hasn't been a whole lot of success with the team this year, especially in the last couple of months, because they have not won a game, an MLS league game. They have not won in over 2 months.
Wow.
So to talk about it with us, Dale Schilly, the City SC Academy director and analyst on Y98, joins the show. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Doing okay. John Hancock is here. So I don't think any of us are surprised that this move happened. So when you heard about it and then heard about the promotion of Critchley, what are your thoughts now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think we all were wondering, you know, when was this going to happen? By the way, last week we did say that we would get a new intro to the show instead of listening to Joey end the game. So we were prophetic in that regard.
Yeah.
It was, you know, you kind of knew it was going to happen. You didn't know when. And then when Critch got appointed, you know, he's had successes with the teams that he's worked with. Knowing that there wasn't an imminent replacement, Critch is, understands the philosophy of the club and where we're trying to head from a playing style perspective, and knows the players and has been around training and the staff and whatnot. So from that perspective, it's wasn't really surprised by the next step for Critch and for the club, and knowing that it buys some time for the for leadership to look for for another replacement and then get Critch back into a position that's appropriate for his development as a coach. But, you know, great challenge for him. He's very knowledgeable, relationship-based. He'll be good for the players, and hopefully he can get some things turned around and maybe make, you know, something more of the opportunity.
So was it primarily a style of play, a dissatisfaction with the style of play that Mellberg was producing that led to his dismissal?
Yeah, I think you know, results certainly have to be a part of it, just because of the nature of the business. But I think the combination of the results and the combination of what the games look like and what the intention is of the organization for the games to look like, that wasn't quite the same. Things did start to change a little bit, but then the results that we had found earlier in the year weren't matching up. So, I think it's a combination of the two that ultimately led to the change. And unfortunately for Olof and the team, we just had a lot of injuries and guys missing, and he didn't have some of the depth that coaches would have liked to have to be able to, you know, move the lineup around or have some options in their lineup. So it was just a tough situation for all.
Would the results in your mind have been the same with any other head coach?
If you look at it, let's just look at the full roster. We've got some results from the group a year ago when Hartle and Toyshirt and those guys came into the fold last August or last July. We had, gotten some results then, had a few wins, and we're right around the playoff line. So We've seen results different. We didn't have the number of injuries that we had currently, but we have seen this group get to a point where they were playing at about the level of playoff soccer, albeit around the ninth spot, which is the last playoff spot. You like to see things go a little bit higher than that, but I do think that we can compete there, and we have demonstrated it. But with the injuries, we just couldn't get over the hump.
So the goal, I assume, is still to try and push to get to a playoff spot. We're kind of buried right now in the standings. How realistic is it that this club, as it's constructed, can get there?
Yeah, it's. I would say we're going to need some help. We're going to need some players in the transfer window in July. Right now, we're 9 points out of the ninth spot, which is the play-in position. Teams 8 and 9 get a play-in to see who goes into the regular portion of the playoff. 11 points out of the seventh spot. So, you know, it's tough. It's early enough in the year where, you know, in this league, a couple of wins puts you back into the fold quickly. San Jose, who we play Saturday, played Wednesday night, got a win out in Los Angeles. So they got a short turnaround and long travel. That helps us. We're starting to get players back. We've seen some of the injured players back in training, so there's a renewed enthusiasm. Hopefully that carries over into Saturday afternoon.
How will, do you believe, if at all, City SC and the front office will approach addressing the roster moving forward? Because I know there has been some frustration with acquiring talent and being willing to spend money to do that. There has been money spent, but maybe not to the level a lot of City fans would like, especially when you look at you know, what they the amount of revenue they brought in from ticket sales and the fact that the city has been really supportive of them in the first few years. So do you think there's going to be much difference in that regard?
I would say I'm going to go back a few years. I think I've talked to Chris about this before, but you know, one of the greatest moments for us was winning those first five games in year one, but it's also one of the more difficult and trying times as well, because what it did was it masked maybe some roster issues that we had that we didn't have to really look at. You know, those five wins propelled us through the League's Cup in the summer and then into the fall, where we finished first place in the conference. But we didn't have to take a hard look at the roster. What are the chances of us going year one and getting all the players right? The chances are minuscule, really small. But we didn't have to take a hard look and really take an honest appraisal of where everybody is and then, you know, change the roster year two and then again in year three. So, you know, I would say that, yeah, I would think that ownership will look at the roster and how it should change going forward. But a lot of it, not having to do with spending money, but more of it taking a realistic view of where we are in comparison from a talent perspective to teams in the rest of the league.
I was looking at the rules that govern how you compensate players and all of that. This is a complicated system in order to field a team in the first place. How much of a challenge is that in building a roster of players that you're confident can go out and win?
It's a challenge, but at the same time, it's why things change so quickly. You know, Cincinnati and their first 3 years finished in the bottom of the league, and then 1 year later, they're, you know, finishing in the upper third. Los Angeles, on the other side, the Galaxy, win the league last year and haven't won a game yet this year. So it's, you know, things can change really quickly with some attention to the detail and the talent level, because the league is built on parity. So you can turn things around quickly, just have to make the right choices.
So let's talk about how quickly they can turn it around, or at least go back to that, because they, I believe it was Lutz yesterday who said, you know, there are 57 points still out there to be had. And obviously they're not going to get all of those. But knowing where they are in the conference, you know, second from the bottom, how real is the opportunity for them to get back in it?
So I would say what we've seen in the past, and this is without me doing, you know, last minute research here, but I've used 45 points as my barometer to get into that group of nine into the playoffs. So, you know, we're at 11 now, so 34 more points. You know, 57, that means there's 19 games left. So, you know, is it possible? Yeah, you know, it's possible. You're going to have to get 2 points a game to get to that stage or just under. So it's a tall order, but, you know, you have to get on a run, and we certainly have talent, and you've got a guy like Roman Berkey who can single-handedly win games for you, or at least keep teams off the board until you have a chance to score a goal. He certainly did that in year one, and we've seen him, you know, stand on his head to keep us in game. So it's a tough one. It is not a given. But you have already on that end of the field with Robin, depending upon what you can find in the summer and the transfer window, I think there's a chance you could get there, but we need to find a little bit more talent, maybe something in the back to help us from an athletic perspective, and then, you know, something up front to help us from a goal scoring perspective.
Yeah, you know, and this is the last year of Roman Berkey's contract, and very unclear whether he'll come back. And I think he's probably one of the, well, I think he is one of the elite goaltenders in the MSA.
Sure.
How likely are we to keep him?
Well, I think that's the other part about this is while all this is going on, you also have to keep one eye on, next year. I know he likes his time here. He likes the community, likes St. Louis. But, you know, that's one of Lutz's, big decisions that he has to make is how does he keep Roman here? And, you know, extend the contract and keep him in the community. So, That's another big question, but having an eye not only on what's going on in this current year, but how are you going to deal with the future?
All right, so Dale Shilley, tomorrow afternoon, City SC hosting San Jose. You want to tell us about that one?
San Jose has got some attacking players, three or four really good attacking players. They've scored 33 goals so far this year. They've given up quite a few, but they have the highest goal production of any team in the league. So should be an exciting one. They beat Los Angeles the other night, 1-0 out in LA. They'll come in here with a good attacking sense. We'll see how Critch has done with kind of re-energizing the guys and getting that bump. That's something that people talk about is having players kind of rebound from when they get that new coach in and the new sense of energy. So hopefully we can find it and pull one off and start things on the right foot for Critch.
Well, it's on you tomorrow, my friend.
That's right. It's on me.
It's on you. What time's the pregame show? You want to tell us?
We'll start at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Kickoff will be at 1:40.
1:40.
On Saturday afternoon. It's supposed to be 85 degrees. It'll be a great day for a game.
Are you ready for this? Because tomorrow's the start of the gross St. Louis summer. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. Be good, Dale Shilley.
Go get him.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Dale Shilley is the Academy Director for City SC and analyst on Y98. As he mentioned, the broadcast tomorrow on Y98 gets started at 1 o'clock.
David Critchley was the Academy Director at one point.
He was, yes. Well, he was City 2. He was in
presently,
charge of
where he was.
Right,
but I think he started running the academy.
I hope he does well. Yeah. It'd be cool if they go on a run here.
It would.
Because they, Carolyn Kindle Betts said before the season they have to make the playoffs this year, and they're not in good position right now. So we'll see how it goes. More than half the season is left to go. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock pregame show on Y98. City SC takes on San Jose. I'm looking at John Hancock. I'm Chris Ronji. This is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
John.
Yeah, buddy.
How long do you think is the world record holder for the longest chain of gum wrappers in the world?
Gum wrapper chain. So
yes.
Are we talking about the
like Wrigley,
the
Big
foil?
Red? Yeah,
the foil. Yes. So you're making a chain out of the foil. I'm going to say that the world record of that is 2.7 miles.
2.7 miles. Well, you're off by about 20 miles.
Whoa.
The latest official measurement of the longest chain of gum wrappers, so a man who learned back in the 60s to fold them and create chains. Of, he saw school classmates doing it when he was in school. I have, this must be a thing in the 60s because I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I remember it.
So he has done it. 23.226 miles.
Wow. Where?
So he's out of Canada. He's out of Canada.
This is what we'll all be doing once AI takes all of our jobs.
His name is Gary Dushel, and he's been doing this since the 60s.
Wow.
In fact, Wrigley, the company, gave him 5,000 wrappers at one point. He says he has now used nearly 3 million gum wrappers to make this chain, and he has spent six decades doing it. He says, as far as he knows, the second longest is 17,000 feet.
There you go.
Nobody's ever going to break this record. Nobody should ever want to.
No, it will be an unbreakable record. There's no doubt.
You spend time doing all that.
I don't know. Do you think anybody will ever break Robert Wadlow's record?
Was he 9 feet tall?
Yeah, 8'11".
The Alton Giant.
Yes.
We used to take field trips when I was in grade school to go see the statue.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a record that will ever be broken.
Well, I'm sure it will. And this time around, they could be in the NBA.
Well, yeah.
Well, he died at like 22 or something,
young,
didn't he?
Yeah. He did not live a long life. No. It'd be hard to be almost 9 feet tall. I mean, you know.
Did you see that reality star Joe Exotic? You know who that is?
The Tiger guy, right?
The Tiger King.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. So he's upset after President Trump pardoned the Chrisleys, you know, Todd and Julie.
Yeah.
They had been in prison for fraud or whatever.
Yes, they had. Tax evasion and fraud.
Tax evasion and fraud. Well, he pardoned them. Hmm. And his reasoning behind pardoning them was, quote, they didn't look like terrorists. At any rate, Tiger King Joe Exotic Maldonado is not happy. He's not happy that he has not been pardoned.
Oh, the poor guy. He's is he in jail?
Yeah. Yes. He wrote on Twitter.
Was he in jail when that thing came out during COVID?
The show, I can't remember, but I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't know. Does anybody know? Doesn't matter. Anyway, he wrote on Twitter that Donald J. Trump, please restore freedom for Joe Exotic so he can go back to doing good in the world. And this was his daughter who actually wrote this on Twitter. He says, I guess being innocent is not enough in America.
Huh.
They, and he's talking about the Chrisleys, all admitted to perjury on the world television, but yet I am left to die of cancer before I can get any help. So Joe Exotic wants to be pardoned.
Well, you know, both of them had television. They were all television celebrities, the Chrisleys. I never watched that show, by the way.
Chrisley Knows Best or whatever. Yeah. That stuff does nothing for me.
Me either.
Kardashians, that. None of it. I don't want to watch you in your daily life.
I agree.
I got a daily life. I don't need to see your crap.
Exactly.
All right, here's one you're not going to like.
Okay.
A man in Thailand was left fighting for his life, John.
Mm.
Did you see this story?
No.
Okay. When an 11-foot python bit him in the...
Oh!
The python was in his toilet.
Oh, wow.
Yes. 38-year-old was ambushed by the massive snake.
Can you imagine?
In east of Bangkok.
Did you say
where
11
he was.
Feet long, this thing?
11-foot python.
Mm.
So he felt a sudden sharp pain and reached down, only to discover the python's jaws
there
had clamped onto
it.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's, you know, they said it was interesting. The python had been at the zoo, and they named him Monty. And,
John, would you rather die by drowning, being burned alive, or bleeding out because you got bit by a python?
Oh, probably burned alive.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, the flame would have to be intense because, you know, I don't want to be strangling, you know, dangling on there.
Yeah,
lingering on.
Yeah, no, I get you. That's John Hancock. I'm Chris Ronji. The final hour of the show is coming up. Gas House Gang is also happening at 12 o'clock. Mike Claiborne is sitting in with me today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.